This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know what happens when interest rates, as we have been telling you for, like a week or two now, take a digger like they've been doing? Well, a lot of things happen. But one of those things is that there's a mortgage refinancing boom. The Mortgage Bankers Association said today that refi applications were up 37% last week as the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit a nearly four-year low of 3.93%. Of course, to refinance, you got to have a pretty good credit score. It's a good FICO score, to be precise. FICO has been the go-to for decades. But some competition may be coming to the mortgage market. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac don't make loans directly, but they buy or guarantee about half the mortgages made by lenders. So what they say kind of goes.
Basically, if you want what's called a conventional mortgage, you have to be eligible under the Fannie or Freddie criteria.
And Chi-Chi Wu with the National Consumer Law Center says for decades, those criteria have included a FICO score. But under new rules from their regulator, Fannie and Freddie will have to consider using alternative scoring models, like the one from VantageScore. It's a joint venture of the three credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Managing Director Philip Bracken estimates its model can score 40 million people who don't have enough of a credit history to get a FICO score.
There would be a reasonably good share of them that would be mortgage eligible after we were able to provide them a credit score.
That's because, for one thing, VantageScore looks at older credit data that FICO considers less reliable. FICO's Joanne Gaskin says if you look at VantageScores for people without a FICO,
more than two-thirds of them get a score below 620, which would effectively lock them out of the prime market.
To really make the system more inclusive, consumer advocates say credit scores should include more factors like on-time rent and utility payments. The rule change does allow Fannie and Freddie to approve pilot programs that consider other measures of creditworthiness. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.